90.7 FM.
Guam, Catskill, Hudson.
Creative Community Radio. Let's talk about all the good things
and the bad things that you make. We want to know what you think. WGXC invites listeners to share their ideas, input, feedback, praise, and critiques. Email feedback at wgxc.org or drop a note at our Hudson studio at 704 Columbia Street, second floor.
WGXC founding underwriting support is provided by the Columbia-Hudson Partnership, helping small companies start up and grow in Columbia County. Find out why small is the new smart at chpartnership.com.
Respect.
Mwen salye tout moun kap kote program
Li Le Li Tan
nan radio WGXC 90.7 FM Akwa, New York, epi tout moun ki nan Hudson, Columbia ak Greene Counties, New York. Nou ka tande program sa tou sou internet la, sou site www.wgxc.org.
Ou ka rele nou tou nan nimero sa mbral ba nou, se 518-828-0290. Rete branché. We play one part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child. I play my part as a human being to save the world for the love of the child. Please play your part.
Hello, everyone. Nous saluons tout le monde qui a écouté WGXC. We welcome our listeners this evening.
How's everyone? How you doing today, guys?
How are you guys?
Nice to see you again.
Uh-huh.
Last week you were in here.
No, I played hooky and went to a party.
We have a special day today.
Yes.
At WGXC 90.7. Today it's a
Memorial Day.
It's a Memorial Day. We remember September 11, 2001. It was a really sad day for me, for you, for every citizen in America.
As a matter of fact, we just returned from a memorial service, a prayer service in remembrance of the victims of September 11, 2001 at the waterfront in Hudson.
Yes, you told me about that.
Tell me some more. I didn't have a chance to stay for the duration, but we have Rabbi Daniel Freed, Father Winston Bath, Abby Lappin perform. Reverend Edward Cross and Reverend Mabel Blanks, Reverend Kenneth Cuddington, and Reverend David McMillan from the First Presbyterian Church, where I'm a deacon, also give benediction. But I was unable to stay for the duration because of the show. But it was a moving moment where we remember, where we remembered where we were on this day in history.
And we always remember, listen to the
and
mayor.
And where were you, Carlene?
Well, it's something that, you know, sometimes you have a premonition, as they call it, where you have something that happened and then you don't know exactly what's going to happen. But still, you need to come together with yourself. You know, it was almost two months before my son's, after my son's death in July 14th,
That's right. You were saying.
Yeah,
that
my son was on July 14, 2001, was killed by an officer in Boston, and I was shaken. And at that time, I didn't know what to do. And what I did was that day, I was sitting there in meditation. I was meditating. But, you know, every day, I have my son cremated.
Oh,
and
okay.
He's on the piano in my living room. And that on that day, I didn't feel like coming down to the office. And I didn't turn the radio on. Usually, I have NPR on for the news of the day and then some WMHT. And I didn't feel like listening to anything.
Right.
I just sit in the corner of that living room, and my husband asked, do you want to come down to the office today? I said, no, I don't feel like going anywhere. And we were just sitting there, not a sound in the room, and suddenly the phone rang. And it was my husband on the phone who said to me, turn the TV on. An airplane had just hit one of the towers in New York City. And as soon as I turned the TV on, the second airplane just come right through the second building. And I was so shocked. From that moment on, I never turned the TV off. I just sat there frozen in time, not able to think, not able to analyze, not able to do anything, just sit watching the development and how they were watching if the building will fall down. People were trying to get out of the building and people were falling off. You know, there was a person who couldn't stay up there anymore. He just decided to fly out of the window.
Oh,
I saw that. And the people in the street, and then when the building was coming down upon itself and how the ashes covered. You know, I feel that the world was coming to an end. Because, you know, the whole area was so clouded with dust. I don't think anybody can see where they were going. I think, you know, that was D-Day.
Well, for them, it was D-Day.
You know? And we have a lot of Haitians working in that building. And as I said to you earlier, even the former president of Haiti, Papa Doc, Baby Doc, has a condominium, which later reported from France, documentary presented on YouTube, that he lost an apartment in that tower, one of the towers. So that's a lot of money, not just to the Americans, but it's the world over, because everyone, I think, in this world has someone somewhere from in that building. That's what I think.
Well, indirectly. At least indirectly,
yeah.
Yes.
Any which way, somebody somewhere lost someone or lost someone that they knew or connected to or they've heard of from that incident.
And Azuke, you were telling me about how, in a way, your need for sleep saved your life.
Before September 11, I was a normal human being. After that, you know, I know.
Is there such a
problem.
No, I don't know. But wait a minute, no, Azuke, no. Really?
No. Because
he was normal, now he's abnormal. So we are working with an abnormal human being.
This day I have to go to uptown to pick up my passport. This day because I was traveling with my wife, you know. And she told me, don't forget, I know you're always late. Make sure you go on time to get your passport. And suddenly I fell asleep.
You were going to prove her right.
Because I was in Jersey City. I have to take the Patriot to Jersey City, to the World Trade Center, to change, to take the 109 to uptown to go to the Italian embassy. I fell asleep. And one friend of mine called me. She said, you don't know what's going on? She wake me up. I said, no, I don't know. He said, turn on the TV. When I turned on the TV, I saw. Back then, I was so paranoid. I cannot even live in the city anymore. I don't feel like I'm a normal person the way I was before.
Well, it changed everybody psychologically. Everybody's
behavior.
I was destroyed.
I cannot live down there anymore.
Yeah, you were in fear.
You were constantly in fear, or something?
Yeah, I was in fear. You know. Yeah.
You know. I think many people were a bit paranoid. Because it was so unbelievable how a human beings would want to do that to themselves or anybody else.
There is an experience, you know, once it happens to a human being, you're bound to feel some sort of, not a trauma. And I think we all live with that trauma, Yeah. So where were you?
Well, you were up here, and Azuke was in Jersey City.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was in
And I was in Brooklyn.
City.
And I was driving to my job further out in Brooklyn, in Pennsylvania Avenue, Starrett City, when I was hearing something on the radio, and I really didn't quite know what I was listening to until I got there, and everybody was hovering over the radio. You know, they were trying to find out what happened. And it just, I didn't feel the, I couldn't imagine what everything was. First of all, I didn't see TV, you know, in the office. And it didn't hit until I, like, got home and then started hearing more about it. But, you know, where I was, downtown Brooklyn, wasn't really that far from where it was. But I never went down there. Because while I, in the first few months after it happened, you couldn't get close to it anyway.
Because there were people documenting with cameras, and they were showing,
and
because
they
were
to
trying to
away,
people who are close to who live in buildings that were close to the location where the towers fell, and they were evacuating people. So it just like everybody who had a TV, who had a radio, they were practically glued to see what's happening, what's going to happen. Is it something that will extend to other parts of the city? And, you know, it's very emotional. It was a very emotional day. But it's psychologically, you know, I even listening to it, you know, it brought me back to that experience. And it's not a pleasant experience. Sometimes you have to live something, relive something in order to get over it. But I don't think it's something that can be, that we can ever get over.
No, you push it aside, but it's always there.
Yeah. Well, for this, we have selected a song by Harry Sanon, which is, Aizan.
Because this day, my brother, he was working in 14th Street.
But he's
already changed the train in World Trade Center because it's changed like around 7:30 to go to 14th Street. I think he died when I don't hear from him.
Uh-huh.
But he's already passed the...
To
get to his job.
So this selection called Sans Innocent.
Yeah.
So innocent blood.
Without innocent.
No, blood of innocent.
Blood
of innocence.
Yeah.
So we see like that.
That's why he wrote after the tragedy.
Okay, let's see what he has to say.
Let's listen.
Yon bateau tout blé, tout rouge. L'édigo rouge coulait sang. Sang innocent tombé dans l'eau. L'eau mélangée démolie, douce coupée Willy. Blanc a tombé sous bitation chef section. Comité quartier levé campé, jou pou jou, tambou bambou chita levé joué. Tout coin, tout la coin, la boue, fatra, l'état, blackout sous toute route, sans bout. Télévision c'est répression mentale, programme gouvernemental national. Même pareillement. Allez vini pas jam tourner. Ça pas dit rien. Bon Dieu importe toloté. Bon coup bon bon. A qui on calimette de la paix. Toujours en l'air, jamais à terre. Compréhension, c'est lumière, l'espoir. L'espoir, pape dormi, rêver paradis. J'ai calé, j'ai fermé, j'ai pas qu'à ouais, j'ai piégé. Ouais, ça sont paroles drôles. Mais qui n'a tout diol, à qui on garde méprisable, qui pas agréable. Yon ban panier, non panier. A boumé pour intérêt personnel. Finalement. Yo toutes ces mêmes.
We were listening to Saint Innocent
par Aizan. Sanon. It's my youngest brother.
Anyway, this mentioned something about blackouts.
Yeah, it's talking about the blackout
health.
The day at in the city and the village, there's because you cannot get money from the ATM machine to even get a slice of pizza. Yeah. We have people have change at home. You say, do you have 20 cents? Mm-hmm. I want 20 cents. This one. Mm-hmm. 50 cents to put together, you know, to get a slice of pizza that one day. It was.
Everybody realized they were dependent on each other.
Oh my God, it was.
There is a come together, the unity.
We need tragedy like that to come together.
One thing I feel that night, everybody was together, you know, shoulder to shoulder, you know, like it was pure love. You know,
compassion,
togetherness. We crying together. You know, we eat together. It was really
everybody comes together to help. Well, it doesn't have to take a tragedy to bring people together. But what happened is, as in everything in life, everybody is busy doing their own thing. It's just like a family. But when something requires everyone's presence, everybody comes together, and that's what's good about it. Because you can at least come together. Because, you know, in some places they can't even have that. Even though they are experiencing tragedy, they are experiencing pain. They can't come together because the division is too
well. We start to disconnect when things get back to normal. We disconnect in the sense that we think we just need ourselves again. You know, we don't need the people around us.
I don't think it's because we don't need people. But when the moment, no, but what happened is, I think what happened is that when something happened, you drop everything. You forget yourself to come together as a whole. But that doesn't mean you would stay as a whole, because as an individual, you have your own thing that you were working on. So once things come down, that gives you a time to regroup, to resume your activities, and to be yourself again, and then to prepare until the next thing happens. Because they do happen.
Yeah. You know? See the same thing happen.
They do happen.
With the Irene, you know.
Yeah,
Irene,
you
know.
But you would think
they also
that
collected
after nine
some money from the event at the waterfront for Irene.
You would think that after 9/11, we would not be as divided as a nation as we are today.
politically.
And we are, well, of course.
Ideologically,
yes. Yeah. And that's what is disturbing to me.
But it's an experience that we all go through once in a while. You know, that's what shows what life is all about. If we can come together as a family, but then after dinner, everybody goes to, this one's going to school, this one's going to this job, this one is going to the marketplace. But then you come together again. So we have to go our separate ways in order to come back together again. And I understand what you said, that it doesn't have to take a tragedy
well,
to
shouldn't.
Bring us together. Well, it shouldn't, but that's what happened. It's just like it's a little brick we have in between.
A friend of mine said to me once, actually my ex-boyfriend, he said, the only way we'll all come together in the world is when we get aliens attack us from outer space. And he is so right.
So once in a while, the aliens come in and then shake us up out of our boots and then back to reality. The next election we have, it's Victoire. Meaning victory. So, and every time we get attacked by the aliens or whatever that pull us apart or pull us together, we always ended up being victorious. So, this music is for the people like us out there, our listeners, friends, and those who have experienced pain. We did survive, and we can claim victory
and
what happened.
And that day, I'm always a supporter like Bill Clinton. You know, I always like him. Like I'm never like George W. Bush.
A kindred, well, no, neither.
But we're
on that
but
same.
That day, I was really like him. I was like him, but
you
because
like
he was so strong, and he said, "Let's go get those soccer." Yeah.
Yeah, but.
But anyway, he didn't finish the job. Someone else did.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's play Victoire. Victoire from Créole La Victoire.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Victoire. I'm chercher, I'm chercher, I'm chercher. Victoire. Chaque matin, je courir, mais Kaila ne va pas les conquérir. Petite, moi, j'ai crié l'école là, voyez le tourner. Chaque monde m'a débrouillé, yo team, yo y'a un problème. C'est chaque jour, m'a prié, chasse mauvaise idée. Misère fait yo la gueule dans tout mauvaise affaire. Même gain moralité, ma moralité. Souffrance pas fait me tourner les chaînes.